Hi from Speak More Clearly. This time in this audio lesson, I'd like to talk to you about something called juncture so that you learn how to sound more natural when you're speaking in English, but also so that it's another element of intonation which gives meaning as well. So it's about pauses, but it's more than just the normal pause. So juncture is an element of intonation. It's about how you transition between words or utterances or within utterances. So I'll give you some examples now. And depending on how you do that, you can change the meaning of what you're saying. So you have to be very careful with this and pay attention to it. So I have some examples in the lesson here, and I'll just go through them. So you can say, my train is coming. So there's no pause between my and train, my train. But if you say it differently and you put a pause or a juncture or a stoppage on the T, you get might rain. It might rain today. So I'll do them both again and leave a little pause after them so you can copy. My train might rain. So there's a stoppage or a stop on the T in the second, so and a pause so that you get might rain. I'll make a sentence with both. It might rain on my train. And let's do another one I'll do the ones that are linked together without the pause first, and then the one with the pause where the meaning changes, but it's actually, if you said it quickly, would be the same as the first one without the pause. That's tough. That stuff. And again, that's tough. That stuff. I'll put that in a sentence. That's tough. That's tough because that stuff fell off the train. And the next one. So as I said, the closed juncture, the one without the pause first. Ice cream. And with the pause, I scream. And I'll do them together in a sentence. I scream. So there's a gap there and you go up, down. So you're listening to the pitch and the intonation as well. Where you go up, down, or where you just go flat, or where you go down. So mimic that as well. I scream for ice cream. So if you make the gap, it changes the meaning. If you don't make the pause or the stoppage or the gap, it is a different meaning. Okay, let's do the next one. Nitrate. No gap. Nitrate. Nitrate gas was leaking. And night rate. So night, the T has a bit of a stop and a gap between the night and the rate. Night rate. There was nitrate leaking and they charged a night rate. And the next one, a name just continues on. But if you put a pause, a name, a name. So the first one, a name, he took a name at the Target. Or they had a name in the company to double their earnings. A name. And the second one is a name was written on the tree. A name, you can hear the difference in the intonation. A name, a name, you can hear that intonation. A name. Okay. The next lot, Shore Train. Sorry, Shore Train. Shore Train. Meaning the train that goes to the shore. Shore Train. And if we change it to an open juncture, Short Rain. Short Rain. Yeah, there's a stoppage on the t. Short Rain. A bit of a pause. If we put it in a sentence, there was short rain on the Shore Train. And the next one, New Deal. New Deal. They made a new deal for the company. Or Nude Eel. Nude Eel. New Deal. Nude Eel. You can hear different intonation as well. Copy that. Whether your voice goes up and down or flat or down. Yeah? I'll do it again. New Deal. Nude Eel. And the next one. It Swings. It Swings. When the wind blows, it swings. And with the juncture, its wings. Its wings with the pause. The bird was pecking at its wings. Slight pause there and different intonation. And here's one where it very much makes a difference to the meaning. So with the closed juncture, where you don't make the pause or the stoppage, come and eat grandma. Come and eat grandma. And with the pause, come and eat, grandma. Different intonation. Come and eat, grandma. And the first one, come and eat, grandma. So in the first one, you're going to eat your grandmother. In the second one, you're asking your grandmother to come and eat. Very different meanings. And the next one, my teacher said, the doctor is pregnant. My teacher said the doctor is pregnant. There's the intonation there. And in the second one, my teacher said the doctor is pregnant. My teacher said the doctor is pregnant. In the first one, my teacher said the doctor is pregnant, then the doctor is the one who is pregnant. In the second one, my teacher said the doctor is pregnant. In that one, the teacher is pregnant. So the pauses make a big difference to the meaning. Pay attention to this and use it. And in the last one, I put the last one in. There's no open and closed juncture on this one, but I put it in so that you could see that the juncture or the pause when there's a semicolon is a bit longer. So we have two options here. Stay and fight or run like the wind. And when you do the here, we have two options here. And also you can imitate the stress on the main meaning words. Two options here. We have two options here. Stay and fight, going up with your intonation, and a slight pause because it's a comma, not a colon, or run like the wind. And we go down because of the full stop. Okay, I hope that's been clear. Now that you are more aware of this element, you will probably start to hear it more. Attune your ear, listen to how people are phrasing or pausing or doing their junctures, or the stopping of the certain end sound before the pause. Have a listen and start mimicking that. Notice it, because it makes a difference to the meaning and the stress and intonation, and you sound a lot more natural when you use juncture. Okay, happy practicing, and bye for now.